We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, Old School DP, Austin Orman. Austin?
Yes?
I asked you a question.
You did.
You ready?
I think so.
All right.
Rephrase the question for the people in back, maybe.
Give it. Here's the thing. I have to be fair in this thing that, and I'm distracted now because I have the whole Utah conversation. because that's funny to me. In this space. So see, I really am distracted with that. Are we realistic as fans?
I think sometimes we luck into it.
So Utah gets an expansion. It's not an expansion if it's not totally new, right?
Well, did it move from somewhere?
It moved from Arizona.
Okay, then yeah.
Is it expansion or is it just new?
Did they participate in an expansion draft?
No.
Then no.
Right.
Okay. Just a reskin.
Okay. So, and I was out there for all the buildup, right? And that they sold out the first several games. First pro sports team in full of the of the three major sports.
Yeah.
Right. Football. Four.
hey, which one you leaving out there, DP?
Four of the four major sports. The fact that they had the Jazz, and that was kind of the metric. So you had pro sports. You didn't know whether you could support multiple pro sports, which was the discussion about football that they've had for decades. They just didn't think there's enough juice for the squeeze for NFL. But if you can sell 40 NHL games, you can certainly sell eight.
Or maybe nine.
You know, 10 NFL games.
Mm-hmm. Would Whittingham leave Utah to coach a Utah pro football team?
Would he? Oh, that would be a battle. I'm not sure he or the Keilani Sataki from BYU, which one of them would. I would be more inclined to say that Sataki would over Kyle. Kyle is such a regimented. He's such a regimented, boundaried leader. Sataki fits more of today's NFL player, but both would have value. Right? Mm-hmm. Both would have value. But the funny thing was that Utah, again, it's got experienced players already, but the expectation of those players that's miraculously changing their jersey from Arizona to Utah would certainly make them capable of winning every NHL game that they play. So they win the opener, sellout crowd. They go on the road, get a big win over a playoff team, come home, get another win over a playoff team. And immediately at the presser announced that they were considering making trades. And I just found it to be hilarious, Austin Orman, because I understand fan is short for fanatic. Mm-hmm. But to think that do you want to make trades after you win the first three games? Like, to start off with your organization winning its first three games.
Yeah.
And then they lost. And then, of course, immediately.
Blow it up.
Blow it up. Like,
it's over.
Yeah. They
see, me, My fantasy football team. Heads will roll.
Yeah. Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to go. I just want to be like perspective wise, like we get a little crazy. So in the conversations over the course of the morning, you listen to several of our shows, and the level of importance of this Indiana game, being an undefeated team coming that you're facing, you're facing a 5-1 Nebraska team that by most realistic fan base, this team could have been undefeated as well, right? Could have been. But at 5-1 versus 6-0, and coming off a bye week, which means you will not have time between you and your next opponent. But you do kind of have to have eyes around the corner, because your next opponent is you travel to Columbus to take on the top 5, top 10 Ohio State Buckeyes. Recent history in Nebraska would say that if this game is lost against Indiana, that the fear of a full-on topsy-turvy spin, right, could happen. We would hope that it's go 1-0 and then face Ohio State and get ready and prepared. But the ability for us to lock in to just beating Indiana. Now, if this was just Ohio State at 6-0, lock-in wouldn't be a problem.
Better not be a problem.
Right? But it's still a 6-0 team sitting at the top of the Big Ten for all other discussion. Oregon ranked ahead, Penn State ranked ahead, but you're all in the same, undefeated in the same pool. How important, on a scale of 1 to 7, is simply finding focus and beating Indiana? And then why? Because the number would correlate to what you think of the "and then."
That part. So yeah. The importance for this season is a 4.5 on the Jay Foreman scale to 7.
Okay.
Would be nice to get bowl eligible with plenty of time to spare to not lead to that spiral that has certainly happened around these parts before and that fans are always assuredly worried about is just around the corner for them. But if you lose it, guess what? Pretty much everything you still want to accomplish is on the table. Would it sting, especially if it's a close game? Yeah. Would it sting if he got blown out? Well, hey, maybe Nebraska just didn't show up for the first time in a while. But when you look big picture, I don't know how important of a game this is or can be, right? Because here's the thing. It's still Indiana. I don't care if they're 6-0. It's still Indiana. You know, maybe Nebraska needs a little bit more of that piss and vinegar. And I'm like, come on, it's Indiana. We don't do it. But you're still in year two. You still have 5 more opportunities to make a bowl game. It would be a blip on the radar if you
win. If you win. You just made my stomach hurt.
Sorry. Ginger ale on me.
You just said a thing. Seriously. I almost had to burp that one. Austin. Well, you have 5 more. Ugh. burp. Like, ah.
I'm saying that this is an important game for what it can be, but you also can't put the weight of the world on it either, right? Because we've seen Nebraska teams take this game, a game like this, not seriously enough, and other Nebraska teams take it too seriously.
Too seriously is...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The only way to go, isn't it?
It has its benefits, has its drawbacks.
If
you can go
for you to have the kind of season, the winning season that you want, if you just said priority one is winning.
Well, what I'm saying is not that Nebraska fans and the players and the team, the coaches shouldn't be pouring into this game every ounce of their being. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
What I'm saying is if Nebraska loses and we look back at the game that Nebraska lost, that's not the end of the season. What I'm saying is losing to Indiana will not be the end of the program. The sun is still going to rise on Sunday. So I'm not saying the game doesn't take 100,000,000% importance for everyone involved in winning the game for Nebraska. What I'm saying is fans need to chill out if Nebraska loses. That was not a statement about the team. That was a statement about the observers. Is that adequately defined and more clear?
Chill out. Oh, so there's the part that if winning is the priority, that's why I did the segments in the order that I did. Because if the priority is winning and you want a winning season, and I said defining winning is almost as important as defining that winning is the priority. Mm-hmm. The two have to be tied together. Mm-hmm. What value system does it put in place? And if you're really about that life, if you're really about winning Nebraska football, one, you should be able to get a win against Indiana 6-0 or not.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm
saying. If you're really about that life, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't have any expectation. You haven't earned the right to look forward to Ohio State.
And that.
Right? You haven't earned that right yet. Nor mm-hmm. should you want it. Because mm-hmm. that's an additional focus that you don't need in your windmill. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need that distraction. I don't need Ohio State. Listen, I'll deal with Columbus. But what I need to do is go to Bloomington and just wreck their season. Mm-hmm. I need to wreck
their season. Disappoint 52,000 people.
Right, like, or whatever number, minus the Husker fans that are supposed mm-hmm. to show up there in full. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's a different thing. It's sold out building, all the things in place. Because then if you win the game, you can look at Ohio State differently. If you can look at yourself differently. To go on the road and get this win against an undefeated Indiana team. Mm-hmm. Hey, we are right. Indiana, you're not the one. You're not that it. Mm-hmm. Because recent history says that if you spin here, you're going to get really spun out.
And see, some of that is a fan base thing. Some of it's a team thing.
That's why we're having the discussion.
Right. Because I think that there's any number of ways you can view a win or a loss against Indiana. You can view a win as, holy cow, Nebraska got off the schneid. It's their first top 25 win since 2016. Their first road top 25 win since 2011. Check, check, check,
check, check, check, check.
But I think Matt Rhule himself would tell you that doesn't concern us. Indiana concerns us, right? The history. It's nice for the fans to have their palate cleansed with, but it's not for us. Matt Rhule might also tell you that, hey, this should be a big validating moment for our program.
Yeah, this is about Nebraska. We know that Nebraska's playing Nebraska.
Right.
Indiana's just the opposing helmet.
Right. So if Nebraska beats Indiana, we don't care if it's, quote unquote, just Indiana. This program, this team specifically won a top 25 game. They did it on the road. Got something to celebrate. Okay, so those are the two ways I think you can take the win. On the flip side, you can take the loss one of two ways as well. You can say, it's okay. Indiana's off to a better start. They found a really good fit for them in Cignetti. Might just be their year. What can you do? We got five more opportunities to get to a bowl game.
I will fight whoever says that.
Okay, that's fine.
I will fight you.
or you can have the fans that as soon as Nebraska loses to Indiana, it's, oh, crap, that's 5-2. Yeah, Matt Rhule's not the guy. I mean, what is this team doing? All the issues are still there.
All of it's
and,
in play.
And I mean, 5-7 is right there. This team is like going 5-7. There's no other option.
Texter said, look, I have a gut feeling this is a 5-win season. I don't think that way, but I also understand that getting a real vantage, getting a real perspective on how important it is for Nebraska to play its best game. Regardless of Indiana, Ohio State, whoever the opponent mm-hmm. would be, mm-hmm. that fans will assess this game based on how Nebraska represents Nebraska. Right?
I think fans will base this game based on result.
See,
I don't know if we have enough big picture fans.
But that's the thing, right? And it always, for me, if you feel like you had a good plan, you just got in a slugfest with an undefeated football team in the Big Ten, mm-hmm. an undefeated Big Ten team. And it just didn't fall your way. You made plays. They made plays. They just made one more play than you did. While that is coachable, and buildable, it's still a lesson.
Right. And I think for Matt Rhule, the lesson, I mean, think about all the players that came back from last year's roster.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson is last year's team was 5-3 and went 0-4. Mm-hmm. The lesson is, okay, we were 5-1. Now we're 5-2. Let's go 1-0 next week. And just because you lost a game didn't mean you lost everything. Well, last year's team might not have had, maybe the lesson from Matt Rhule is, yeah, the offense needed to be better. Yeah, maybe the defense could have made one more play, kick a field goal, all that. But maybe the lesson was about going 1-0 every week, not on the football field, right?
It's in play. And that's why I asked the question that how important is it for you? Text line has its own feeling and vibe. I have my own. I like working. The fact that we only have 12 games as a season.
Mm-hmm.
I always work from the belief that this game was the only game that mattered. And I need to do everything to win this game. And it had nothing to do with my opponent. I based the entire week, all of my energy, all of my words, all of my thoughts, all of my review on us being the best version of ourselves this week. And if we do that, didn't matter who we play.
We'll be fine.
Right. And then if we get into semantics, then another thing is fixable and resolvable. Hey, we had a blind spot we weren't aware of. Hey, their guy just made a play that we've never seen before. Those are things in play. But yeah, bro, this game's important. This game is super important. And I hope that it is Nebraska playing the way Nebraska wants to play and not being forced to play the way Indiana wants them to. That's going to be the thing. All right, we'll throw it a break. We'll come back. We'll close out old school. I got to talk a little bit about these two baseball games today. And then there's a football game today.
Mm. Yeah, on our airwaves, in fact.
Yeah, we got stuff. DP, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.